The Trump administration says it has no plans to build a national 5G wireless network. The White House is pushing back after a memo was published by the news site Axios that showed there is talk in the White House of building a 5G network. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of policy and politics for Recode. He joins us now. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And start with, what is 5G?
Yeah, that's the important question to start with here. 5G is this next generation of wireless. And if you talk to companies like AT&T and Verizon, major carriers here in the United States, they say it could deliver speeds up to 10 times faster what most Americans get on their smartphones right now. But it's about more than just downloading movies and music faster than you currently do. You know, for a world of self-driving cars and package-delivering drones to ever come to fruition, those technologies have to have access to a fast, reliable network. And those are the sorts of things that 5G could do here in the United States in the near future.
Is there any 5G in the United States yet?
Well, companies are certainly testing it, but the reality is that there won't be any sort of deployment until 2020. We're still working through the standards as to how this is going to look. And remember, for 5G to work in some cases, you need much more physical infrastructure. Small boxes scattered throughout cities, for example, that take the place of towers that you might see along the sides of the road. You know, these things have to be closer together. Money has to be spent. Things have to be deployed for there to be a true 5G network here in the United States.
So maybe not surprising that people in the White House were thinking about, well, maybe we should build one big national 5G network. What did that original memo say?
Yeah, the memo that was put forward by a staff member on the National Security Council, which is a part of the White House that advises the president on U.S. and foreign matters, contemplated a slice of the spectrum put aside for a 5G network that could potentially be owned by the U.S. government. That would be a dramatic departure from current policy, seeing as the FCC licenses those wireless airwaves to carriers like AT&T and Verizon. And the Trump administration contemplated this because it was concerned about China. There was a fear that Chinese manufacturers, companies like Huawei, for instance, might try to set up shop here in the United States and put forward the equipment that would be used in a 5G network. And folks in the Trump administration believe that companies like Huawei have too close ties to the Chinese government. There's always been this fear that there are security risks in having the Chinese manufacturer here in the United States. So that's what motivated the NSC memo. But when I talk to sources, they say this was not a done deal. It was an idea. There's no imminent push for a 5G network owned by the government right now.
Is it still an idea, though?
Well, plenty of folks who actually could turn this idea into policy are not on board with it. That includes the Federal Communications Commission, where Chairman Ajit Pai pretty vehemently opposed it in a statement yesterday. Even Republicans on Capitol Hill, who could write a law setting aside that spectrum for a national 5G network, you know, they say the same thing. They don't like the idea of nationalizing U.S. airwaves. So for the moment, there's no Republican support for it. But when you talk to the White House, you speak to Sarah Huckabee Sanders and some other press folks there, they say they haven't decided yet. All options are still on the table.
And the industry, by the way, the telecom industry is against this.
Absolutely hate it. They want that airwaves for themselves. They want to be the ones that put forward these wireless networks. They want to have the money and the revenue that's associated with that.
So with or without federal involvement, how long is it going to be before people in the U.S. start to get 5G?
We're talking about years. We're still in the process of setting the standards for what 5G looks like. And I think everyone looks at 2020 as the year where we could really see companies start to deploy this stuff. But there's a lot of work still to be done and a lot of investment still that has to be made in the United States for a 5G network to appear in your smartphone.
And what about other countries, Tony? How does this technology compare around the world? I know that many other countries have been working on this and testing it.
Yeah, we're talking about millions and billions of dollars that have been invested everywhere from the European Union to Beijing, China, because all countries want to take advantage of this technology. It's not just the United States that wants faster streaming speeds and self-driving cars and package delivery drones. And for the country that can really come first here, there's a potential for economic benefit because companies want to set up shop and deploy their technologies in a place where there's a fast, reliable, high-speed internet service like 5G. So there's certainly a race that's on.
Tony, as somebody who covers tech in Washington, D.C., what are you going to be watching for tonight in the State of the Union address? What might President Trump talk about? Probably not 5G, I'm guessing, but maybe he will mention it.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get the first mention of 5G in a State of the Union address. I think compared to previous years, we probably won't see a lot from this president on specific tech issues. Former President Barack Obama talked a lot about them and used the State of the Union address as a vehicle to announce things on areas like broadband and cybersecurity, but the Trump administration hasn't sent signals that it's looking to do things. But Silicon Valley is keeping an eye on this speech because they really want to hear what this president has to say on infrastructure reform and on immigration. And with respect to immigration in particular, many in the tech industry still want an answer from Congress and the White House on the future of DACA. That's the program that protects more than 800,000 Dreamers brought here as children, many of which work in Silicon Valley.
That's Tony Rahm, senior editor of Policy and Politics for Recode. Tony, thank you.
Thanks for having me.